Activists hope to have a constitutional amendment on the 2018 ballot that would automatically restore voting rights to Florida's felons. Now officials are looking at how the measure might affect the state's bottom line. I'm Kate Payne. Under Governor Rick Scott's administration, Florida has become one of the toughest places for felons to regain their voting rights. Released felons must wait 5 to 7 years before submitting an application and clearing background checks. A constitutional amendment in the works for the 2018 election would change that. Desmond Mead's organization, Floridians for a Fair Democracy, is behind the initiative. He says making it easier for felons to vote would help them reintegrate in society.
When they're walking around believing that they don't have the right or they don't have the right as a citizen to have a say in what goes on in their children's schools or in their local governments or whatever, you know, that kills that American spirit.
Apart from building a more vibrant democracy, Mead and other proponents argue streamlining the process would help cut administrative costs. State accountants are running their own numbers, but say any savings would depend on how the amendment is interpreted. Organizers need more than 680,000 signatures to put the measure on the 2018 ballot. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.